We got more than what we bargained for. The expectation was largely for a 50 basis point cut to interest rates. It's coming in at 100 basis points, along with aggressive changes to the GDP and inflation forecast. Azhar Jameen, chief economist at Econometrics, joins us in studio with his take on the move. Azhar, nice to have you with us in studio this evening and not on the line. Azhar, a few people were suggesting that the Reserve Bank could have gone larger. So while I think the conservative consensus was for a 50 basis points interest rate cut, some people saying because there's not much inflation in the system, why not go for 1.5% or 2%? Or do you think this was the right move?
I think this was a fair move, really. And in answer to those who say that he could have gone more, and also in answer to those who said he'd go 0.5%, I don't know that a cut in interest rates is going to really resolve the huge challenges that we're facing right now, whether it's 1% or 2% or 0.5%. Mm. The fact is that a lot of businesses are going to be are suddenly just seeing their revenues drying up, and their problem is not that they can't meet their debt repayments. Of course, that is one, but they're just suddenly losing cash. No money.
I mean, we talked about this last night on Stockwatch. It's an instantaneous destruction of income,
yes,
which is unprecedented, really.
It is unprecedented, and because it's unprecedented, you can't just use your normal monetary means to actually deal with that. Interest rates alone are not going to deal with it. You need targeted assistance, and this is where government comes in, and this is where, unfortunately, we're in quite a difficult situation because our government's fiscal situation is overstretched. But it's where I would have hoped that we would get global interaction and coordinated approach, because what's happening here is not unique to South Africa.
No, indeed. I think Lesetse Ganyago always makes the point that you need the fiscal party to play nice. You can't just rely on monetary policy to do the heavy lifting for the South African economy, and I think once again he made that point. But do you think that this will have some sort of positive effect, or do you think it's actually largely going to go unnoticed?
No, I think it will have some positive effect. For quite a few people, a 1% cut in their interest payments will indeed help. But I'm thinking of those who stand to lose their jobs and businesses who stand to close down. This is really not going to help them. But for many, it will help.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Azhar, there were lots of questions about the health of the banking system. It was actually a repeated question throughout the MPC announcement that was made this afternoon. Lesetse Ganyago did actually, we pulled a clip of what he had to say about that, so let's go to that now.
The financial system in South Africa is healthy. It is well capitalized with ample liquidity and meets all the requirements in terms of Basel III, which had been incorporated into our domestic regulations.
So, do you agree with him? And do you think that was actually never something to worry about? Or actually, should we be more worried?
I do believe it's nothing to worry about. I think what is happening, people are starting to worry about, yes, we say we need a targeted approach to help people. And there have been calls to replicate what has been done in countries like France and England, where people are getting a holiday on their interest payments. Now, that would obviously hurt banks. I think our banks are powerful enough to actually withstand that, but I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing a rout on the stock exchange of financials, because people are interpreting what does that mean for bank earnings. Well, it may not be very good for bank earnings in the short term, but in the longer term, it rescues the whole financial and economic system.
I mean, if you're going to have a targeted package of aid to South African businesses, we were talking about it in our Financial Mail Diary meeting this morning, does it have to start at the top? So you have say VAT payment holidays or tax relief from SARS. Then when it comes to the municipalities, you'd have City of Joburg or City of Cape Town or eThekwini or whatever it is, where you have holidays of payments in terms of your rates and taxes. And then so it goes down. So the retailers, the mall owners, then can give the shops in their malls rental payment holidays. So there's kind of a freeze in payments along in the entire economic chain, and that would save businesses, or do you think that is just impossible to coordinate?
No, I think we need to be creative, and I think that's actually what we need. This is a totally abnormal situation, and people are looking a little further ahead and saying, well, you know, when it's all over, well, we don't want to see businesses just having folded just because of a virus like this, you know, when they're actually running well and have decent owners, and it'll cause a tremendous amount of hardship.
Yeah. The Saab reckons that our economic growth for 2020 is going to contract 0.2%. I think that's conservative, don't you?
On the face of it, it seems very conservative. But interestingly, there was a footnote that wasn't actually read out. They've assumed stage two load shedding through the year, and hopefully it might, you know, if economic growth is going to be so weak, the demand for electricity may give us a break for not to load shed to the extent we would. Secondly, I think you've got to bear in mind that fuel prices are set to fall dramatically over the next couple of months, and that's going to give a lot of respite to consumers.
I mean, do you think that's going to be our saviour? And how much do you think fuel prices are going to fall if oil prices remain at, say, between $20 and $30 a barrel?
Well, interestingly, the Reserve Bank's forecast for inflation was based on $40.4 a barrel, and currently we're at $26 a barrel. Now, if we were to stay at $26 a barrel, firstly, by the way, as an aside, we start threatening for inflation to fall below the lower end of the inflation target. Hmm. Second, but we're talking about cuts in fuel prices of the order of R2.50 to R3 a litre.
Wow, which would hopefully be quite stimulatory. Just one last question, Azar. Do you think there's going to be another interest rate cut?
I think there's a good chance that that will happen. Much depends on oil. If Reserve Bank forecasts there's a bounce back upwards, then maybe not so much. But I do believe there is a chance.
Well, we'll leave it there. Azar, thank you very much for joining us in studio this evening. Azar Jameen is Chief Economist at Econometrics.